We're doing Agadot HaTalmud. We're in Gittin, Daf Nun Vav. And we had learned about the feast and how Kamsa was insulted in the feast, and he decided he's going to get back at the Jews. Kamsa, the Jew, went to the emperor and claimed that the Jews were rebelling. And then we learned how the emperor decided to test them by sending a calf, and Kamsa blemished the calf, and so they did not bring the calf, they didn't bring the sacrifice. And Kamsa went back to the king and told him, you see, the Jews are rebelling against you. The Gemara tells us that the emperor sent Neron the Caesar. Neron was really the general. And the emperor sent Neron to destroy, to conquer Jerusalem. As Neron approached Jerusalem, he decided he's going to check with sorcery, with witchcraft, whether or not he's going to conquer Jerusalem. He shot an arrow in the direction of Jerusalem. He shot an arrow to the east. And he said, if it lands in Jerusalem, he'll succeed. And he then shot an arrow to the west, the opposite direction, to the south and to the north. And God made a miracle, and they each turned in their direction and landed in Jerusalem. So he's shooting an arrow in the opposite direction to the west, and somehow it boomerangs and lands in Jerusalem. Every direction he shoots, the arrows land in Jerusalem. And he decided that must be a sign that I will conquer Jerusalem, that I'm going to succeed. He came near Jerusalem and he met a young Jewish child and asked him, what have you learned today? Tell me, what verse have you learned today? And the child told him, the verse that I've learned today is in Ezekiel. The pasuk says in Yechezkel, V'natati et nikmati be'edom miyad ami Yisrael. And I will avenge of Israel in the hands of Edom. V'asu ve'edom ke'ati v'chachamati v'yadut nikmati nu'um Hashem. I'm sorry, God says, I will avenge from Edom in the hands of Israel. Meaning, ultimately, the destruction from the revenge from Edom, who destroys the second temple, will be given over into the hands of Israel. God is going to let Edom destroy the temple, and then God is going to take revenge from them for having destroyed the temple through the hands of Israel. Neron heard this, and he said, gee, I guess God has in mind to destroy the temple. That's why, whichever direction I shot the arrow, it landed in Jerusalem. And then, God plans on destroying whoever destroys Jerusalem. I don't want to be a partner to that. Neron said, okay, if that's the case, I don't want to be one of those that God destroys. And Neron left the camps. He was the chief general. He left the camps. He became a ger. He became a Jew. And ultimately, one of his descendants was the great Tana Rabbi Meir. We know any Mishnah that the Mishnah does not identify who the author is Rabbi Meir. We learned about Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is known as Rabbi Meir Baal Hanes. The famous story about how Rabbi Meir once wanted to take... You guys know the story. Rabbi Meir was married to Bruria. Bruria's sister was abducted by the Romans. His wife told him, go, take her out. They're taking her to a brothel. They're going to put her into forced prostitution. And Rabbi Meir went, and he first wanted to check her out, whether she had been pious or not. So he went to the guard and asked him, how much for that girl? So the guard told him the price. He went to her, and she said, I'm sorry, now it's the time of my onset. We can't do anything. So Rabbi Meir said, okay, now I understand that she's kept her purity. So Rabbi Meir told the guard, I want to purchase her. Let me buy the girl from you. And the guard said, well, the king told me to watch over her. Well, how can I let her go? So Rabbi Meir said, I'll tell you what, you give her to me, and if you ever get into trouble with the king, here's what you do. You say, Elokod de Meir Aneni, the God of Meir, help me out. And you'll have no problems. So the guard said, that's a nice story, but prove it. So he said, okay, there are some wild dogs over there, watch. go near them and say it, and you'll see, you'll have no problem with them. So that's what they did. Went near them, and then he said, "Kaz Meir Anini, no problem with the dogs." So the guard said, "Okay, I see it works, no problem." He pays him the price, takes the girl, goes back home. The king hears that the girl's been freed, so he calls the guard in and says, "I told you to watch that girl, would you let her go? We're going to hang you." They come to hang him, he says, "Kaz Meir Anini," doesn't work. They try a second time, they want to execute him, he says, "Kaz Meir Anini," doesn't work. So the king calls him in and says, "Buddy, what's going on here? How come every time we try to execute you, it doesn't work?" So he tells him, "Well, Rabbi Meir told me that if I just say, L'kod Meir Anini, every time you won't be able to do anything to me." So the king says, "Okay, so we'll have to take care of this Rabbi Meir." And they put Rabbi Meir's picture, they post it all around the post offices, most wanted. So Rabbi Meir has to flee. Rabbi Meir has to run. But from this story, Rabbi Meir gets the nickname Rabbi Meir Baal Anis. Rabbi Meir who was a master of miracles, because you see from this story that Rabbi Meir had capacity for miracles. This great Rabbi Meir, that every time we have a Mishnah that is unidentified, there's no author identified to the Mishnah, we say, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. He is a descendant of this Neron. Neron, when he decided, oh, God really doesn't want the destruction, he's sending someone to destroy it, but then he'll punish whoever destroys it. So Neron says, I'm not going to do that. Switched sides. Neron became a Ger, and one of his descendants was the great Rabbi Meir. But